on a network of 91 stations around Australia. Radio TAB.
All of our AFL news is with the compliments of the Pineapple Hotel, the Piney, the pub on the park that we all love, Main Street at Kangaroo Point. Danny Daly is with us from the Brisbane Lions as the Lions get ready to do battle with the Kangaroos tomorrow afternoon at the Gabba, 2 o'clock start. Morning to you, Danny.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, thanks, mate. Good, good. Yeah, all set for the Roos.
Absolutely. It's a cracking day up here today, and it's going to be a cracking day tomorrow, so it should be a good game, and hopefully we get a lot of Brisbane Lions supporters coming along to help us get over the Roos.
10th versus 16th, Danny. This game was played last year. It was round 23, and the loser was going to take home the wooden spoon. The fortunes have changed for both clubs in 12 months.
Yeah, they have, and I think probably both clubs have surprised a few people, to be honest. I think North Melbourne, a lot of people were predicting to be down in the bottom two or three, but, you know, they've been terrific this year and played some really good footy, and likewise ourselves are starting to make some inroads in the competition. So I think both clubs have surprised a few people around the country, and hopefully we have a good battle tomorrow.
Yeah, they have been the major surprise pack of the year, haven't they, North Melbourne?
Well, I had them as wooden spooners.
Yeah, I think most people did.
Yeah, I think, one thing they've had is that even though they've got some young kids coming through, they've still got an experienced group in the AFL side, and they haven't had too many injuries to any of those, apart from weight. So they're older type players are playing some good footy this year, which holds them in good stead as well.
New name in the team, well, new player, name that we've seen in the past. Brendan Stasevich will make his debut. The nephew of Craig, tell us about him.
Yeah, Stas, we obviously drafted from Perth last year. He's basically a midfielder for us, but we've actually been playing him a bit forward. We've played him at NEFA level in the last 3 weeks in a run-with role in the midfield, so he's been running with the best opposition players just to give him a feel of what it's like to play in the midfield and play with some of the best players in the NEFA. So he's been in terrific form, and we just thought it was a great opportunity to reward his behaviour and what he's been doing at NEFA level, and he'll bring in a brand of contested footy. He likes hunting the footy. He's a great tackler. He's a big body for his age, and he'll just help us through the midfield, and obviously down forward he takes a good mark. So, hopefully he has a good game tomorrow, but it's a good reward for him.
The reason for a couple of omissions, Ryan Lester and Jake Barrett?
Yeah, Jakey Barrett, probably the last couple of weeks has probably been just a little bit down in form in terms of his pressure and his tackling, and he just probably needs to go back to the NEFL and rediscover that hunger again. And again, we just like rewarding blokes who play well at NEFL. And if you're not going as well as expected and not playing you well as expected, you basically need to go back. So that's the reason for him. And Froggy was probably just a little bit more balanced. Obviously, last week, Hodgie and Harris Andrews came back and we moved Nick Robinson to the wing. And we just thought we were a little bit heavy and top heavy down back. So we thought we probably needed to move Nick Robinson down back, and unfortunately, Ryan, again, due to probably team balance, was the one who missed out.
One thing that was said, and this is in relation to Brandon getting a debut this weekend, Danny, is that Chris Fagan said, "I know we're out of finals contention, but I'm just not going to hand debuts to young players for the sake of it. They've got to really earn their stripes in the NEFL to get a call up to the AFL." And obviously, young Brandon Stasevich, you said this is a reward for all the hard work he's been putting in.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, as Fake said, we won't do that. We won't just give games to people that don't deserve it. But he's been one young boy who's, over the course of the last 4 or 6 weeks, has been playing some good footy. And you just got to pick the moment to bring him in. Otherwise, they might lose a bit of confidence and lose a bit of form. And again, as Fake said, we reward blokes for good behaviour and for playing their role within the team, and that's what he's been able to do. So he gets a great opportunity tomorrow.
Danny, a few of the guys, and this is understandable because they're deep into their first season of AFL footy, starting to look a little bit tired, leg weary at the moment. So how's training been to make sure they can end the season on the best possible note?
Yeah, it's a good point you make. We're very, very focused on making sure we keep them fresh. We're probably made a decision at the end of the Geelong game. We spoke to the players and said, we've got 4 weeks left in the season. Let's treat this as like a final series, which is basically over 4 weeks. Let's have a real crack and see how many games we can win. And, you know, we've got some good opposition. So we're a little bit sure that they're a bit tired. So we gave them Monday off. So half of our group are from Melbourne. So they stayed down in Melbourne on Sunday and Monday morning and stayed with their families and came back Monday afternoon, some of them. And they came into the club on Tuesday and they were quite refreshed and relaxed. And training on Tuesday wasn't much, but we had our full training session yesterday and there was a lot of energy and excitement amongst the group yesterday. So, again, great weather up here brings that. So, yeah, we've been really mindful of the fact that they have been a bit tired. So we've been giving them a couple of days off here and there just to keep them energised and hit the last 4 weeks running.
At least you can leave them in Melbourne these days and know they'll come home.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, in the past we've been trying to make sure they get on the bus so we can get them back here. But it's been a real improvement in the club this year in terms of our players and how much they love the joint. And it's hard not to. Like, we trained yesterday in 24 degrees and it was a magnificent day. And as I said, the players just had that much energy about them. So, you know, it's the culture that's been built here. And that's what we're trying to do, make it a destination club for people to come to.
And look, any coach will probably tell you, Danny, across any code, that it's normally about this time of the year, late in the year, when some of the young fellas, they start to feel, you know, the grind that they're not used to of a full season in the big league. And it does start to tell.
It does. And we saw that probably a little bit, not only with our AFL players, but our NEFL boys. It's, you know, GPS is a big thing in AFL these days. And we look at the GPS and, you know, a lot of the young kids are starting to, you know, flag a little bit. So, again, as I said before, we just got to monitor them and look after them and just get them through the season. And, you know, even in the last couple of games, we might put a couple out to pasture, to be honest, if they're feeling really fatigued, because we've probably seen enough of a few blokes. And we also realise that pre-season next year is really important for these young kids to get them going again for us. So, it is something we're really mindful of.
Yeah.
Danny, no team in the AFL kicked the ball less than North Melbourne, so they play a magnificent running possession game. They haven't got Sean Higgins this weekend, and he's averaging about 40 touches a game for them. So what are you expecting, something different from them?
Yeah, well, they've obviously brought Wade straight back in the side after 10 or 11 weeks. So, you know, we think they may bring Jack Zeeble back through the midfield a lot more, just to get that hardness around the contest. And, you know, he's such a good player, so we feel he might see a little bit more of him, or, you know, young Turner could come through the midfield. So they certainly have to mix it up a little bit more. But again, as you said, they've got some really good players in their side who run and carry the ball from their back half through their handball. So, you know, our pressure around the contest needs to be spot on. The first thing we've got to do is win the ball, because they're so good at contested footy. So that's probably going to be our major focus. If we win the ball, we've got it and they have it. They have to defend us. So that's primarily the biggest focus area we're going in for this week, the contested ball. But also, as you said, they've got some really good runners, and if Steve will come through the midfield, he knows how to win the ball. So we've just got to be on our game this week, on our A-plus game.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for giving us your time this morning, and good luck tomorrow afternoon against the Kangaroos at the Gabba.
Thanks very much, boys.